Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, everyone. My name is Deb. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. Welcome, welcome. We are doing a special teaching today to help you to get more done. And guys, this teaching today came out of my heart. I had my grandchildren several weeks ago for the whole weekend. They actually came, I think, on a Thursday and left on a Monday. And they are 5, 3, and 1. And it was super hard for me to get anything done. And it really showed me how important my morning routine was when my children were growing up. And the Lord was like, you really need to talk to your moms about establishing a morning routine. And so I have called this Mothering Monday, Start Strong, Building a Morning Routine That Empowers Busy Moms. Okay, so this video, this teaching today is for all of my dear, sweet, busy mom friends, which I think are all of you guys. You're the best moms I know. You're the busiest moms I know. And you're doing a great job. And just honestly, just the fact that you are thinking about how to have an effective routine with your children in your home, how, and just even the fact that you think about teaching your kids about the Lord. I mean, it shows me that you are a high achieving mom. You're an overcomer. So many moms, even some Christian moms, you know, they don't even consider teaching their children about the Lord. I mean, it's not even on their radar. It's not even on their radar to be, more intentional. And actually we have this new course platform, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a second, but the Lord's been laying on my heart to create a course on this new platform called, it just came to me this weekend, and my husband and I were like, yes, this is what we need to do. And it's called, Motherhood as a Profession. Motherhood as a profession, because guys, it is the most important profession you will ever have. I'm telling you, it's the most important work you'll ever do. It's the most important profession you will ever have. And I think it's time that we start thinking about motherhood as being more of a profession in that, you know, if you were wanting to be a doctor, you would go to school for I don't even know how many years, and you would train and you would work really, really hard to be a doctor. If you wanted to be, I don't know, someone in marketing, you would go to school in marketing. You probably would get a website certification. You probably would get, you know, other things, like you'd learn how to work on social media. You'd learn how to make graphics and stuff. And so you would look at it as a professional, right? And hello, Michelle. And I want to talk to women about looking at your job in your home in a way that you would if you had been to school for a long time, or if you were really honestly taking it seriously. And so we're gonna create something about that too. And it will always, as always with Help Club, it's always so grace-based and always based on the power of the living God and not on our power and our strength. And so I just thought I would just tell you about that because it's been on my heart. And I just want to tell you that just the fact that you're here in this video today, you're watching this video, you're taking the time to listen to the podcast, it means that you are a great mom. And so I'm just really happy that you're here. And as you come on, I would love it if you would tell me a little bit about how I could pray for you today, just a little something. And I'm so thankful to be here with the Help Club for Moms online group. We are live in the Help Club for Moms online group. We are live on Instagram, and we're live on the Help Club for Moms main page and YouTube, which is crazy that we can be so many places at once. But I'm just really happy to be here with you guys, and I really love you. And I have some announcements for you as we're starting the teaching today. And number one, this coming weekend, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, Florida. I hope you guys are going to be there. It's going to be amazing. To my shout out to my Southern mamas, I can't wait to come see you guys. And it will be this Saturday, this Friday and Saturday. I'll be speaking at MomCom, and you can still get your tickets at ablemoms.com. ablemoms.com, Able, A-B-L-E, ablemoms.com. And so you can still get your tickets there. And so I hope that you can come. I would love to see you guys. It's going to be amazing. And then the next thing is May 23rd through 24th, I'm going to be in North Carolina. Hello there, Will. I'm going to be in North Carolina, a town called Winston-Salem, and it's at the NCHE conference. And so I'll be there speaking as well. And then, let me see here. Let me get my glasses on. Ah! Okay. Now, the thing that we're really excited about here at Help Club is July 12th through the 13th. We are having our first ever homeschooling conference, and it's an incredible conference, and it's called Homeschooling with Heaven. And the thing that we are really praying about for our moms is that you will come and be ministered to. Come and be ministered to. That is our whole goal for the weekend. There's not going to be anyone there selling curriculum. It's all about your heart as a homeschool mom. We really want to minister to you. We really are praying for you to connect with God. That's what you need. You need the Lord. You need time set aside for God. And that is what we're putting together in this conference for you guys. You're not just going to be going from, you know, class to class to class. You're going to have a time on Friday night where you're going to go through a contemplative journey and you're going to be meeting with the Lord. It's going to be amazing. And if you're in another country and you can't travel, we are going to also have an online option. So Michelle has shared. Oh, thank you, Michelle. She's so good. She shares stuff. She's going to share the link to the Homeschooling with Heaven conference. And you guys could find out more about the online option and you could find out about the in-person option. But I will say this, if you're thinking about coming, please make the decision soon because Colorado Springs is a hot vacation, hot as in popular vacation destination in the summer because it's so beautiful here. Honestly, you guys, where I live, it's the most beautiful, I think, besides the beach and stuff. It's one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth is Colorado Springs. And so you could come here, you could get a cheap hotel room. We have a room rate. We don't have a ton of them because they wouldn't give us too many because they know that they're going to book up. And so if you're even thinking about coming, please register today and please get your hotel room today. Okay. Don't wait. I will feel so heartbroken if there's no hotel rooms available for you and you want to come in July in Colorado. So just to give you a heads up about Colorado. And then the next thing is, I actually have my slides here. Oh, here's one. Okay. So I want to show you this. I'm so excited, you guys. I just finished this course this weekend and it's amazing. It is so amazing. And it's called Homeschooling by Faith. It's a 21-day video course for busy homeschool moms. It is available right now at mymotheringcourses.com. And with this course, it's a video course. So there's 21 days, but they're short, but it walks you through all the things that you need to know as a homeschooling mom. Honestly, it'll take you all the way from deciding to go. It teaches you how to be organized. It teaches you how to pick curriculum, and then teaches you about college and educational travel and all of these amazing, amazing, amazing topics. And they're done like a devotional. So you can come, you get prayed over, you read, you know, you listen to scripture being read over you. And then I talk about the topic. And also something that we just finished and we're giving away inside of this video course is our prayer binder printable. This has been 9 years in the making. And you guys, it is incredible. It's 106 pages. Now, don't let that scare you, but it is a way for you to sit down with the Lord and take your time. You don't have to get it all done at once, but you go through all of the different areas of your life. So let me see here. So you would go through and it teaches you how to pray prayers for yourself. And then it has scriptures to pray over yourself. It has prayers, sample prayers that I prayed over myself as a young mom and a lot of those. And then it has spaces for you to pray and meet. Oh, and it has more prayers for you. Sorry, it's right here. More prayers for you. And then it has places for you to write out your own prayers. So this is really cool. And then it has prayers for your husband, prayers for your children, prayers for your home, and prayers for your friendships. And then in the back, we have all these printables, all organized here for you. Let's see here. I ripped it already because I hole punched it bad, but scriptures to help you trust God, scriptures to pray for your friendships, scriptures to pray for your home, scriptures to pray for your husband and your children, scriptures for your children to memorize, prayers for your kids this school year. Let's see, scriptures to pray for busy moms. And then we also have prayer cards for you to go through your house and pray over your home. And this whole thing is included for free in the kit. If you buy the kit for $24.99, the new 21-day devotional course, then you get this prayer binder. And it's amazing. And I'm telling you, I'm praying that it will change a million lives. So those are our announcements. All right. So we're done with our announcements. So I want to officially welcome you to start strong, building a morning routine that empowers busy moms. Okay, so let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for my friend who is watching this video or listening to the podcast. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to learn something we'd remember for the rest of our lives. And I pray for my dear friend that she would learn something that she could apply today. And no matter if she has little kids or if she has older kids, God, whatever it is, however old her children are, God, we pray that you would teach her something she'd remember for the rest of her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. All right. So here we go. I asked the Lord for a word for you, and so I wanted to read it to you today. All right, so this is what I feel the Lord say. My dear daughter, I love you. I see you. You work so hard. I love helping you. Come to me. I will help you. What you are doing with your children is very important to me. You are so beautiful. You are mine. And then there was this interesting part that I feel like he asked me to write down. So I'm sure this is probably just for someone here watching or listening. I see how hard you try, even when you feel taken advantage of by those you love. Don't despair. I see it all and I will fight for you. And then he gave me this scripture for you today, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So that is a scripture that I feel like the Lord gave me to give to you today. And so if I were to say, what are three tips that I have for you guys today about how to establish a great morning routine? And this applies to whether you have little children or older children. And I feel like it would work with a young mom who's drowning and her kids get up early. And I feel like it would also work with someone like me who has children that are out of the home. But number one, the first and foremost thing that I feel that will help you is to ask the Lord to help you to build a morning routine that works for you. Because I'm going to share my routine, but my routine might not work for you, but God has a great routine for you. But it is important that you have some type of a routine in the morning, because what happens is if we don't have a routine in the morning, then what happens is things happen, like meaning, things come across our path we say yes to that we shouldn't have said yes to, that we become overwhelmed. We wake up in a bad mood because we're really tired and the kids woke us up. Instead of, I always felt like this was my motto that the Lord told me when my children were growing up. He said, wake up for your children and not to them. Wake up for your children and not to your children. And so what that means is when you wake up for your children, you get up before your children. And when you wake up to your children, you just let them come in and wake you up whenever they get up in the morning. And that is an awful feeling. I mean, because you can't even think, right? You can't think. And I know for me personally, I wanted to be joyful whenever my children would wake up. And so, I feel like it's super important to ask the Lord for that. And he knows your season and he knows what you need. And I have a scripture for you, and it's Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And I wanted to read my sample schedule. So like my sample tips, like if I were saying whenever my kids were growing up, what were my biggest tips to have a great morning? And then I'm going to tell you how you can also, if you like this, these tips, I'm going to tell you how you can do them today, because we didn't have podcasts back then. We only had books. We didn't have audiobooks. We only had books. And so And we didn't have a lot of websites and we didn't have blogs back then, right? This was 1993. And so we didn't have all of the things that you guys have, but I was praying about it. And I asked the Lord, how could I speak to today's mom? But I'll tell you what I did in my home. And it really did help. So number one, when my children were little, I woke up early and I woke up before they did. And I woke up to where I could have at least 15 to 30 minutes with the Lord in the morning. Because if I didn't spend time with God, I was grouchy. And I don't know, it was a lot harder for me to wrap my mind around my day if I didn't get up before my children, if I didn't spend the time with the Lord. And if my children got up, like, it was so funny. I had these sweet memories of my daughter whenever she was two. And so it was 1995. And I would get up early, try to be so quiet, and she would wake up. And what I would do is and I know this probably sounds awful, but I would give her, did you ever have those frozen pancakes that they make these frozen pancakes? They're like this big. And I would give her frozen pancakes. She loved them. Frozen pancakes. And she would watch Sesame Street. And it was before Sesame Street was all, you know, crazy. But she would watch Sesame Street in her high chair and she would eat frozen pancakes so happily for ever how long Sesame Street was. And I would get to pray and have my time with the Lord. And it really helped and it really worked. And so I just thought, you know, if you can use media wisely and don't just give your kids the phone or the tablet whenever they want it, if you use it wisely, then you can use it to your advantage. I know my daughter does this. It's so cute. She made this little, and she said we could have it and share it at Help Club. She made this little chore thing and it has magnets on the bottom, like little round magnets and magnets on the top. And it has like these little chore ideas. And so like one of them is to go outside for 15 minutes. And when she does that, she closes it with the magnet. And then another one is to take your dishes to the sink. And she's 5 years old and you close that. And then another one is to not argue or something like that. Another one is to read with mommy. And when she gets done, she gets like 15 minutes of video games. Christy, my daughter, got my granddaughter, GameCube with Super Mario. And so she plays Super Mario and my daughter loved Super Mario when she was growing up, but I used it strategically when I needed to get stuff done. And so I would just invite you to pray about that and to use media strategically. Okay. So the next thing I did when I was a young mom is I would read something encouraging and, it could be a book. I read a lot of, just really great authors that taught me how to be a Christian mom. And it was awesome. And then the next thing I did, and I'm going to go, the next part I'm going to share with you guys is how you can apply this today. Okay. So the next thing is I asked God for my six most important things to do that day, right after my quiet time. And I would ask him and I would say, Lord, tell me the six most important things you want me to do. And he always gave them to me. And so I would write them on a list and I would always get them done. And it was so awesome. I always felt really good whenever I would cross them off my list. And so I feel like a six most important list is really, really good. And then the very last thing I did was I tried as much as possible to greet my children with a smile in the morning. And you know, both of my children love mornings. They don't mind getting up in the morning. They get up early. They spend time with the Lord and they're happy. They're not grouchy. And I think sometimes if we are a grouchy mom that wakes up a little grouchy and we don't like mornings, our kids are not going to like mornings either. But if we wake up and we turn on some worship music and we go into the baby's room and maybe you have some baby worship music in their room and you turn it on and you wake them up and you diaper them and you hold them and smile at them, or your little kids, you go in and wake them up for school, or if you homeschool and you just say, I love you. I'm so glad that you're with me and I'm so happy to be with you. And it's just really a sweet way to wake up. And so now I've been praying about this and I was thinking, how would I have done my schedule today with the resources that you guys have available? Because you guys have a lot of resources. Okay. So the first thing I would have done is I would have, like, and this is what I did when I had my grandbabies, is I would have listened to a quick little devotional podcast or something. And so I did when my grandbabies were over and I didn't get to have a quiet time because they woke up and then they're hungry right away, right? And so what I did was I got them fed and I sat down with the Help Club for Moms podcast, and they're like 10 minutes and I just listened to a podcast. And on the Help Club for Moms podcast, one of the reasons why I love it is because they pray for you. All the speakers on the podcast, they pray for you. And they, it's so awesome. They'll pray for your day. And so you feel like someone's prayed over you, which is awesome. And so then the next thing I would have done, if I would have tried to, I forgot to tell you guys, I did get some exercise in the morning. And what I did back then, and you guys have so many more resources now, but what I did back then, because we didn't have all of the everything on the internet like you do, but I had a step, I actually taught step aerobics, and I had a step in my home, and I watched a step video when I couldn't go anywhere because I couldn't take my son to the gym nursery because they thought he had leukemia. And we had to go to the cancer doctors every week when he was 18 months old, get his blood drawn. It was a really hard season, but praise God, he was completely fine. Praise God. But I couldn't take him anywhere. He couldn't go to the gym nursery. He couldn't go to the church nursery. So he stayed with us in church. He couldn't go to the gym nursery. So I got up early and went to the gym. But when I didn't get up early, or if they got up early, I would do some step aerobics to a video in my home. And my kids, they both exercise. And it's really cool because I think that they really do what you do. If they see you spending time with the Lord, if they see you exercising, they will do what you do. And so it's just really cool to think about that. And then, so the next thing I would do that I do right now is I do listen to something that's motivating. I listen to something that encourages me every day, some type of teaching, some type of audio book. You guys, you could go to mymotheringcourses.com if you're a homeschooling mom, and you could, start on that course and just push play, because those are short little devotional videos that will help you in your homeschooling, and they'll help you to stay engaged and positive and dreaming big with God. Or you could listen to the Help Club for Moms podcast. We have a lot of specials. You could listen to the Mothering Monday. If you missed it on Monday, you could listen to it on Wednesday or something, you know, just listen to part of it. But the main thing is that you are listening to something that encourages you. It's so important to encourage your heart, right? What does the Bible say about David? He encouraged himself in the Lord. And so that's super duper important. And then the last thing is I still say do a 6 most important list. And it's really cool. And you can also do a brain dump with the Lord. If you're really stressed out and you need help, sit down with your journal and just start doing a brain dump, which is writing out everything on your mind and all the things you have to do, and just start writing them in your journal and get those done. And then ask the Lord for your 6 most important things that you could do today to start chipping away at all of your things that you have to do. And he'll help you. If you ask the Lord to help you, he will definitely, definitely help you. And then the next thing is that I believe strongly in praying for the Lord's help. I believe strongly into asking the Lord to help you to get more done. Ask him to send his angels to help you. But I'm also going to tell you about a little something that you have called the Holy Spirit. And oh my goodness, you guys, it's so amazing. The Holy Spirit is so amazing. And did you know that there are 7 parts to the Holy Spirit? And I'm going to read it to you because it's important that you know what they are. It's Isaiah 11, 1-3. And it's talking about Jesus. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the... So I'm going to count them. These are called the 7 spirits of God. It's the 7 aspects of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. And that, my friend, is the Holy Spirit. And you have that Holy Spirit inside of you. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit inside of you, one of the components is the Spirit of power. And, you know, we've all heard about Samson. Well, Samson, was a very powerful, very, very, very powerful man in the Old Testament, right? He did some crazy things with the Philistines and God made him that way. But whenever he was about to do something incredible, when he was about to, you know, kick some Philistine booty, you know, if he was going to fight the Philistines, it always says the same phrase. Listen to this. And it says, Judges 14, verse 6, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands as he might have torn a young goat. And then Judges 14, verse 19, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. He went down to Ashkelon and struck down 30 of their men, stripped them of their belongings, and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle. And then it goes on to say, let's see. Then on Judges 15, verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. The ropes on his arms became like charred flax, and the bindings dropped from his hands. Finding a fresh jawbone of a donkey, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. And you guys, this is so cool because it tells you that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. And the Spirit, that's one of the seven aspects of the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of power. And that Spirit of power is what enabled him to kill. How many people did he kill with the jawbone of a donkey? 1,000 men. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. And so I'm telling you guys, you have the seven, as a Christ follower, you have the seven aspects of the Holy Spirit. You have one Holy Spirit with seven aspects living inside of you. And you can ask the Lord, give me the Spirit of power. God, give me the Spirit of power. And he will give you the Spirit of power. So when you're tired, if you've been up all night with a sick child, I only got 5 hours of sleep last night. I woke up this morning. I wasn't feeling that great. But do you know what? I feel great right now because I asked the Lord for power. I asked him for the Spirit of power. And do you know what? He gave it to me. And you can ask him for the Spirit of power too. You ask him just for the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Ask him for more of the Holy Spirit every day. Every day I pray and ask the Lord. I don't know why, but he says a quadruple portion. Some days I ask for 100 portion. Elisha asked for a double portion. Go for it, guys. Ask for whatever portion you feel like the Lord wants you to ask for. And when you're really tired, especially, just say, Lord, thank you that your word says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, give me the Spirit of power. Give me the strength I need for this day. Come, Holy Spirit. That is a powerful prayer. Okay, so that's all I have for you guys today. And I would love to pray for you. So if you would like prayer, leave them in the comments. And also, could you please share this video with your friends? We get so many email messages from people saying, I just saw you pop up on Facebook and I watched you and it changed my life. And, you know, the Lord moves in our ministry. He really does. And so if you're on Facebook, share. And if you're listening on the podcast, please send this to a friend. Okay, I'm going to start praying and put your prayer requests in the comments and we'll pray. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you for every single person joining this live video and all the people who'll be watching it later and all the people who'll be listening on Instagram. And Lord, we just pray a blessing, Instagram and on the podcast. And Lord, we just pray a blessing over every person watching or listening today. We give you this time of our day today with our families. And Lord, we ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit more than we've ever known. Give us 100-fold fill of your Holy Spirit. Give us the seven spirits of God, the Spirit of the Lord, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, power and might, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. God, we need you, Lord, but thank you that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We love you and we commit our day to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, thanks for being here. I love you. Hey, and if you're in the online group, tag a friend and let her know that you were thinking about her today and tell her she might like the video. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources about our supernatural mothering kits, visit our website, myhelpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to help encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. Thank you.